Hello everyone, this is Quinn Lee. On this podcast, please just join me on a small shopping trip. Originally, I planned it to be a real-life tracker demonstration, but I decided not because, for one thing, the mall where we went is only 3 or 4 blocks away from my home, so it was not a representative, well, it was not a true representation of how the tracker really works. And for another thing, for some strange reason, the tracker didn't want to turn on the way home, so I decided to just turn the tracker off and just make this podcast mainly a shopping trip. In here you will see me and Steven, my boyfriend, on the trip. You probably hear a lot of giggling and laughing. I guess that seems to be my style. And I must say it sounds kind of embarrassing listening back. And also I tease Steven a lot, so it did not mean anything bad or negative. It just, we were just teasing around. So enjoy, and I will see you next time. Bye bye.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I've seen you for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting a new guide out next week.
The old one is gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, Chris.
Yeah.
Steven is not friendly. Right, you?
It's because of his stroke.
Huh?
Because of his stroke.
No, I said you, not him. No, I never said he's not friendly. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we have to go out and...
Are you recording?
Yeah.
It is a bit windy.
That's okay. Okay, hang on. Let me turn it on. Well, it's not on yet. Can we stand here? On top?
It's cloudy.
I think it usually takes about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
I know. Let me see. Sometimes if I enable and re-enable, it might work better.
System R, pressing up and down keys to open the system menu. When the radio is on.
But if we walk too fast by the time it's enabled, we're not there anymore. If we walk too fast by the time it's enabled, we're not there anymore.
Remember, main dialogue.
Oh, keep walking. Maybe we can show it on the way home or something. There you go. So right now we are...
GPS status, no coverage.
Oh, that's a building. That's this bus shelter.
Caroline Street South.
No, we're not on Caroline. It's just at the corner of Caroline. And we're on Main Street now, right?
That's right. We've already passed Caroline.
Yeah, it does that. Whenever you cross the corner.
Oh, there you go. Caroline Street South, Main Street West.
We already crossed Caroline. It's just catching up with us now.
On Main Street West.
On Main Street West.
Municipal parking on your left.
I hope that's not too loud. Municipal. How far is it away?
It's about 50 feet in front of us on the left is the parking lot.
Yeah, it said municipal parking.
Does it know about banks?
Yeah,
On the right hand side is it?
I don't know why it didn't tell us though. What bank? Montreal, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm supposed to press more point of interest because it tell you usually about 3 or 4. But sometimes there are more point of interest, Stephen, so.
So you have to scroll down the menu.
You have to go into the kind of like a menu and scroll down, I guess.
Well, that would be useful if you were hunting for a particular place, but if you're just walking along the street,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't need to hear all those.
I know, because sometimes it can be pretty overwhelming. So probably if I scroll down, it probably will tell me the bank. How far away from Bay?
20 feet.
20 feet, okay. Slow down.
Turn left across the road.
Yeah?
Down off the curb.
Why can't we just go straight?
The light was green this way.
Oh. See, that's about sight of people. They're always so time efficient. Oh, light green this way, cross here.
See, now we're crossing there.
Bank of Montreal, you're by. Bank of Montreal, you're by.
Bank of Montreal, that's. Where is it?
Bank of Montreal is the bank that I mentioned to you. We passed it about 40 feet ago.
Oh, I see. So now we turn on Bay. Usually we'll tell you we're on Bay Street, like. I guess one minute.
On Main Street West.
There you go. No, you said on Main Street West. That's not right.
Well, we have to be far enough away from the intersection for it to tell the difference what
right.
direction we're going.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't it Sheraton Hotel? That's the entrance we're going to get into the Jackson Square Mall, right?
That's right.
But that's closer, closer here then. It's not really on James Street, right?
No.
It's more at King and what? McNabb?
On Bay Street South.
Or King and Bay? No.
King and Bay.
King and Bay? I want to walk longer than that, Stephen.
We can walk after we get the batteries.
Three-way intersection.
No.
Bay Street South crossing George Street on your left.
Battery is not as important.
No. Just want to go for a walk?
Sure.
I'll get the batteries later.
Yeah, after that big sausage.
So no batteries then?
No, we get the batteries.
Let's get the batteries first.
Quinn.
Quinn, you can't argue with me because you're recording.
So? Oh, I can't argue, so.
Municipal parking, on your right.
We're surrounded by parking lots, according to the tractor.
Oh yeah, I didn't listen.
Municipal parking on your left.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow, 2 parking lots?
That's right.
Oh, so we're going to go to Jackson Square to get some rechargeable batteries. Oh, you know, someone told me to go on batterymarch.com in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get. I could get, well, how many was it? 80 batteries. Not rechargeable ones, though. Which is like $30.
This is Massey Secondary School. You're by.
Was it? Yeah, but considering what you pay here, though. That's certainly cheaper, because, you know, I remember buying what was it? 16 batteries for around $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see. But see, by the time it ships, I guess by the time converting to Canadian dollars, so I guess it's not that.
You also don't know how long the batteries would last.
What do you mean?
Well, some brands of batteries are longer lasting than other ones.
No, but they're all alkaline though. Right?
Yes. Some at least claim to be longer lasting.
Even alkaline, AAA, non-rechargeable?
They show the EverReady battery, the EverReady Energizer Bunny. Going and going and going.
Tipan.
Yes.
I have to complain.
Uh-oh. Complain for the world to hear. Go ahead.
No. We're supposed to have a stroll, not an army.
March.
Oh, yeah.
We just went by a bus stop and there were lots of people and I was guiding Quinn around all the different people. So she wouldn't bump into them.
Oh, Helen's home.
It must have been a rocky ride. I'm not as smooth a guider as Queen's guide dog.
Yeah, actually, sometimes Helen guides better than. Okay, we go into the mall, so I'm going to turn off the. Well, maybe not.
This is the lobby of the Sheraton Hotel.
Have you been in here?
No, I've never stayed here.
No? It's Friday today. Oh, you know what? It's nicer than I thought. Outside, I mean.
I figured out where the
what?
School is.
Oh, didn't you look at the map last time?
I'm not good at memorizing maps.
No? I thought you have good spatial skills.
I do.
That's not called spatial ability. My goodness. Remember, it's called a source? Down the volume of the speaker.
Let me hang on just a second. I'm going to ask one because there's no sign. Just there. Thank you. Who says men never stop and ask for directions?
Well, Stephen, it's not a typical man, though. Right?
Is that a compliment?
Well, it depends on what aspect.
Lots of young mothers with their young children and strollers.
I don't go shopping in this mall anymore. You know that?
We're passing the food court. Can you smell that?
Yeah, I'm not hungry
though.
Lots
of french
fries. Oh, that's boring. Oh, you know what, Stephen? In here there used to be a good wonton place. But I don't think they have that anymore.
The music? Because it's closed for young people.
That's for me. That's for me. Okay. Can we go in there?
Huh? You need to.
I'm young. You might be outplaced, but I'm not. Ivan.
We're going down a slope.
Oh, you know what, Stephen?
What's that?
That sausage makes me kind of sick.
I will get you home quickly then.
That's why I told you not to get me a sausage. But you put the idea into my head.
Now the world knows your dilemma.
No.
Unless you edit it out.
Nothing wrong with... I'm not sick sick. I just feel squeezy. Is that a word?
Queasy.
Queasy.
Squeezy is when I put my arms around you.
No. That's not squeeze. That's a trap.
They're up high.
Yeah.
So I think actually here's a mm-hmm. a keyboard in front of you, so you can play that. I'm going to get.
I'm not gonna play that. Oh, that's big. Hey Steven.
Yeah.
How much is that?
$350.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Yamaha?
It's this particular brand is yes Yamaha.
Oh, but I can play. Oh, Steven.
Yes, queen. Not right now.
Why?
No, because you're gonna look in, do a little bit of research, because there's lots of different prices. 200, 350, 400. So stay here. Stay here and just try it out. And I'm gonna get that back. Got the Pure Energy AAA rechargeable pack.
How many
of four.
Is that?
Pack of four.
No, that's four?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so small.
Because they're small batteries.
How much is it?
Well, there's two kinds. There's the identical kind to what you have for $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that claims to have twice as long life for $11.99.
But it can use the same charger?
Yes. Also Pure Energy. So I thought I might hedge my bets and get one of each.
Yeah. No, I get both.
Both.
Is it twice as much or?
It claims to be twice as long lasting.
Yeah? Yeah, I got the other one.
Okay. So hang on, stay there.
This one doesn't make sound. Even?
Yeah?
How come this one doesn't make sound?
It's not turned on.
Check around.
Okay. So hang, stay here, because it's really crowded at the counter. I'm going to pay for this, and then I'll be back in 1 minute.
Volume down.
Composed a symphony yet?
No. How much is that one?
350.
I like this one.
Let me check the volume.
I turn it down.
Oh, you discovered where the volume is?
Yeah. This one. Button. And better than you. Steven, you're gonna ruin the thing. What? Are they all the same? Steven, how much is this one?
This particular one is 350.
Yeah.
It's the most expensive one here.
Oh, really? I like the piano sound though.
And then there must be other. Many of these have different. She's playing
you
a demo.
Oh, I thought you did that. I would be shocked. You had no demo. Oh, you're gonna be annoying.
I stopped it. Okay. Let's,
I want to buy.
Not right now. Then. No, because there are many. There are many different ones, and I know you like reading reviews.
I don't want to.
It's too much.
No.
I'm telling you.
How much are the other ones?
200.
200? That's
but
not too
see,
bad.
The difference is they have different, many different capabilities.
No, we just want a basic one.
And it's way too much. And you know what? There might be a basic one for $50.
No, I don't want to play those. Even.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check out other things. What else do you want to buy?
Joystick? Do you play video games?
No, boring.
This is your.
Do you know how to play? Can we play? Can you play?
This is just a joystick.
What?
For when you're flying a plane or in a car.
Yeah.
All these buttons for controlling
these
things.
Hey, there's a keyboard.
Yeah? Because you're in front of a computer.
Oh. I don't know what I want to buy. I thought I wanted to buy something. Oh, maybe we can check out recorders. Steven, you're not a shopping enthusiast.
Televisions, they have boom boxes. You already have boom boxes.
What's a boom box?
Well, you know, like a speaker. Like here's a radio
there
you. Speakers. Yeah, many of those.
I forgot my Braille watch at home. Let's go shopping for underwear. Are we going back or are we going? I thought, wasn't it the other way?
No, no, we're heading up that hill. That hill that when we sped up. So we're going to go back up there. So when it was like $12 times two, and then when I added the tax, it was $27.50.
Want me to pay you back?
If I leave it in the bank of Quinn, will I get interest?
Interest? Oh, goodness. You better pray I give you back, let alone the interest.
Can I take payment in other currency?
Okay, what currency?
You're not allowed to say because you're recording.
Oh, Steven. See, that's for you, for saying the wrong thing.
That was the security at a store. Someone walked out. Accidentally, I'm sure, without paying for something.
It happens to me one time.
Yeah, people, they pick something up or they... Or sometimes the checkout...
No, it wasn't that. I don't know. No, it wasn't that, though. Oh, yeah, that's what... They didn't forget... take off the tag thing.
Here's that music again. It's actually a shoe store.
Oh, really? Oh, Steven. I want to check out shoes. Remember you promised me we'd go for shoes?
But don't you recall that shortly after that you realized that you bought some shoes last year that you had forgotten about?
Yeah, but that's only one shoe. How can we check out?
They're running.
Sandals. No, I don't want running shoes. I want a...
Standing in front of this particular store, all running shoes. Oh.
You lie.
I'm not joking. Another one over here.
Payless. No, I hate those.
Plain to be a health food.
Oh, really?
I have some sandals, but only a very little.
Nothing looks interesting to you, aren't they?
Well, I can quickly scan with my eyes and know it's not my style.
Not my style? Like, you know what my style is?
Yes, you're wearing shoes. I see you wear clothes every day.
Oh.
And you can pop down this direction. Can't go land there.
You can never be my shopping companion.
I can't do everything. You have to have some
But I thought you're usually a positive person when it comes to shopping, huh?
Rugs? Would you like a rug?
Oh, maybe we can check out something for my new dog.
Only several hundred dollars.
Oh,
they have
a place for. Yeah,
it's,
what
so
color?
These are mats. Yeah, I'll show you.
Are they? Oh, that's good. She might like that. What color is it?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
This one is. If you touch it, you can feel that it's acrylic, right? It's not wool or anything. That's why it's inexpensive.
Right.
But it has
a
pattern on it that's supposed to look like a Persian rug.
Mm.
And it's
that's a good size for a dog. Oh, that's very big. Do they have a shorter one? That's too long for that. How many feet is that, Stephen? Is that 3 feet?
It would be maybe 3.5 feet.
Yeah, that would be too big for my balcony door, right? You think?
I'm not sure.
I think it might
not
be.
Not sure. Depends if you keep your exercise thing.
Buy something, get something that's not dirty looking. Steven?
Yeah?
Maybe I can get this for my winter.
Now, if you touch the back,
uh-huh.
You can see that it has a rubbery back, so
yeah.
It's non-skid.
Is that look bigger than the one we have right now in my door?
And then also, okay. If you touch, there's two of them, matching set. One is small.
Oh.
One is large.
Steven?
Yeah?
Remember the one at my door?
Yeah.
Is that bigger than this or smaller? That's big, bigger than this.
The plastic one at your door.
Yeah, yeah.
This is slightly bigger.
Is it?
Yes.
No, but I mean.
It's similar.
I mean in width though.
It's similar. Everything is similar.
No, but that one you can easily clean it up though.
Yeah.
Maybe buy a rug for my dog. My new poodle. We don't have a shorter one, Steven?
I think they all seem to be the same.
Yeah.
Same length.
Because I'm wondering, if it doesn't fit, can I fold it up?
No.
No, it's not folded. Yeah, it is, Steven. Look at that. No, that's not comfortable enough. We want like a cushioning one.
Oh, they have this.
Hmm?
This.
Yeah, they're all the same to me.
Yeah, well,
on
this rack, there's just those two kinds.
Yeah. Any good color? Which
one looks dirty? This is sort of a brown one, which would sort of be, and this is kind of an interesting.
Would it match Helen for now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, here's one with some more black in it. Brown and black. This would match both dogs.
No, I don't mean match, but Helen's hair now.
It would not look out of place with Helen's hair now. I'm gonna put it on the floor to get a better idea of the size.
Yeah, I think that's a bit too long for my thing. Unless you fold it up like this.
That would never work.
Why?
It's too short. It's too short. See how bunched up it is.
Right. Or we can do halfway, quarter.
No.
Because my door, the balcony door is not.
But what if we put part of it underneath
the
part
treadmill?
That's too long underneath? Yeah, just put it under the treadmill.
But then the treadmill will become kind of what's the word? Wiggly.
Oh, we could put something under the other foot that's equal.
Yeah, but
really
why can't we just
really,
do like... No,
really
we can't do it like this.
Okay.
Fold it like a quarter like this. That would work. Sure, it would work, right?
Okay, sure.
How much is that?
It's $11 plus tax.
Okay. So, this one will work for Helen for now?
Sure.
And we can throw the other one around. It's just to...
My
vacuum can go on.
The other one it's very comfortable. I would just roll it up and put it up high in a shelf.
Yeah, but for who? For another dog?
for another day. Maybe this maybe this becomes ruined or something, and you need something.
Because you know, I like my vacuum can probably go on this.
Yeah.
Because the other one is not.
But the other one's very comfy. If she needs something.
So dirty.
Well, but if she, so we can brush it off. But if she needs something near the door, I mean, but I'll roll the other one and put it up out of sight. Do you want? So do you want this?
Yeah. So you said it's good for Helen's hair, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, fine.
It's it has some black in it, so it'll also be good for the new dog.
No, but black would really show up, though.
It has some black. It has a pattern.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you able to bring it home?
Yeah, we'll roll it up. Some batteries.
Hmm? Can you hold that?
And I'm sorry to say, I'm actually out of money.
That's okay. I'll pay for it. You're out of money.
Yeah.
You're so poor. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Hang on. You said $12, right?
Plus tax.
Right.
So if you give me a 20, I'll give you the change. Money with me.
Yeah. Ooh, this is big.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Can you help me? Just tell me which one is. I want to choose one of them. Which one
what
is?
That?
Which one you like?
What?
Traditional design. Deep color.
Well, they all look.
He doesn't
nice.
Have creative eyes, though.
Oh gosh.
If you
says
choose,
the blind girl. It would depend what room is it going to go.
No.
I mean.
Depends. You choose. You give some idea for your room.
This red I think is too light for me.
Okay.
Oh. So I would.
You know what?
Is that for a woman or for you?
This one is opposite side.
Oh.
You can see the color now.
See.
Because this is handmade.
Oh, I
have
see
different
that?
Color.
Light
side
of his
and
nice.
Dark side. See?
Oh.
This one is the same thing.
So you changed my mind.
You can choose two, both. You can
I
choose two. You can choose two because one is a little bit difficult for you.
I think I would exclude this one because of I don't like the sort of the geometric patterns as much. I think I might choose this one. It's
yes,
with the bigger with the bigger pattern, sort of a bolder design.
Okay. You put this one too. And also that one is a big medallion too. But the shape is different.
Yeah.
That is nice.
And it has some blue in it. This one is more red and black. So I have a, those would be my colors.
Okay. Thank you, Ropenia.
Thank you very much. I bought a few, but he was just saying, buy one of these two. I picked that, he said, no, pick the other one.
So, Quinn, you can hear how hushed it is in here?
Yeah.
It's because all the rugs are absorbing the sound. I have no confidence in my eyes.
1264.
Can't help it.
So they have many big rugs that would be big enough to go.
I think Alexis probably one time bought something from here.
736. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Too.
Okay. I'm just going to show you how they have your hand. If you put your hand on it, you can see.
No, let me put this inside.
All of these
rugs
hanging from the ceiling, and they're and like hangers, and we can open them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, that's so tall, I cannot reach.
Yes.
Wow, that's big.
That's
so that's probably like more for like in front of a sofa, that
right.
sort of thing.
Right.
My mom has one. Another one?
Many.
Wow.
See?
Mm-hmm. What, you want me to go in here and hide myself?
It's like you're in a sandwich.
And can you hear it absorb the sound?
Oh, I'm pretty sure the recording can pick that up too. Are we recording? Can you check for me?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Yeah, so we're between what? Two rugs? No, well, a bunch of rugs behind that though.
8 by 12 feet.
8 by 12 feet? Yeah, I cannot even reach it.
Have a nice weekend.
See you too.
Thanks, you.
Bye.
You feel good that you spent some more money?
Do I feel good? No, because you're poor.
I wasn't even planning on shopping at all.
Then, not marching. Are you hungry now?
No.
Oh.
Especially when you go by the tea.
Even. What's that? What are you doing? What, you lost?
I didn't know where we're going.
The trucker can't help you here. Oh, I called Laurie yesterday. I was able to reach her.
Yes. What did she say?
Well, she said she will contact her friend and see if her friend's still interested in Helen. So, oh, but she told me this. She said, if by the time I'm leaving for my new dog, and if I haven't found anyone yet in the meantime, Helen can go to her house.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Maybe she didn't realize how long I would be gone.
She already has
dogs, yeah. Can you imagine that? Her partner, right? Is a judge. What do you think of judge? Can you think of judge?
Well, we think of intellectual and conservative.
Well, I think more than that.
And wealthy.
No, yeah, well, what else? Grumpy. Serious.
Serious? I don't know about grumpy.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Well, but her partner, he really likes gardening. And, oh, Laurie told me. So he would go to the court, you know, how they have like special, very, very expensive suits, right? Tuxedo, I guess you call it. But he would have dirty nails. And then Laurie would tell him, you'd have to go wash your hands. And he said, well, but I'm sitting on this, what do you call those? Bench?
Yes.
No, there must be a special name for that, isn't it?
They call it the bench, but it's really a very high...
Yeah, and yes. He said no one would see me. Oh, but he used to have, can you imagine this? 25 cats.
That's too many.
Yeah, that's like a zoo.
Only old ladies have that many cats.
He used to have that, but now they have, let's see.
Oh, unless you're
they have
a
two
farm,
dogs.
That would be different.
Oh, they have 8 acres. How big is that, Stephen?
8 acres is quite a bit. Might be a couple of city blocks. I'm not sure.
Oh,
city blocks.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
But they don't farm though. They just garden, I guess. So we outside, let me see. Well, maybe it will try to pick up on its own. Fun. Slow down. Okay, one more time and you out. See, I can walk with Helen fast, but I cannot walk with you fast.
You're distracted when you're composing your podcast, huh?
I'm not distracted.
Record message box. Exit record. Yes button. No button. Exit record cancel.
Do we have to go back to work?
Yep.
Yeah? I thought we were going to have a walk.
Well, our little adventure is almost an hour.
Oh, so you changed your mind. Oh, my hair. Does it look better?
Your hair looks lovely, Quinn.
It's windy.
Blowing in the wind. It's lovely.
Oh. I was going to ask you, does it look messy? This is long. If I have short hair like you.
You would look like a boy.
No, I would look cute.
You would look like a boy.
Didn't you like my short hair, the photos? Don't you dare say no. Oh, Steven. Steven, I got off.
Some of your nerd gadgets have come undone. There we go.
Aw, you usually don't wear the speaker though. I wear an earphone. So why do you think I wait for you to do this with me?
So we're crossing back on King and Bay.
I don't know. Maybe I turned it off. No, I didn't.
Lost GPS connection.
Snowy.
So I guess if you were with Helen, your dog, you could, when you get outside of a building, you could just pause for half a minute.
No, I usually just walk because I know where I need to go. It's more usually this thing for me is more like a backup. I use it mostly on the bus. I don't know why it hasn't kicked in. I have no idea. Maybe because Steven's here.
I'm blocking his headlight. I'm so big.
Oh yeah, you're so big. You're small. I'm behind you, Steven. Yes. Steven would probably look funny.
Yes.
Okay, now I'll catch up with you.
Stay there for one moment.
That's fine.
What? Passing a lawn with many flowers that are dandelions, which are weeds.
Oh, they don't smell good.
They kind of look nice and yellow, but they're definitely weeds. And they go to flower, they become a very fluffy ball. And we'll give you one. Can you feel that?
Oh my goodness.
That feels
like
a... Oh, and can you see all the seeds blowing away? Now, what children do is they put up in their butt and blow.
I can't blow.
Blow hard. No. No. Without kissing it.
Steven.
Let's try again.
What would it do?
Okay. So I'm going to hold it an inch from your mouth.
Yeah.
And you just blow like you're blowing out a candle.
What does it do?
With a long breath.
My
it's
breath
still there.
Are weak. Oh, this
okay,
is
so you,
okay,
you touch it. You touch it and you feel they're all there.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to blow. Now most of them are gone.
Yeah.
So that the little fluff that you felt is a parachute.
Oh.
And it carries the seed on the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And then it plants more weeds.
Oh.
So dandelions spread very quickly.
Yeah. No, but it only stays along the grass though.
Oh yes. So the people that have a lawn really dislike them.
Oh.
They can take over
like
very
quickly. Like you? Oh, do you mow the lawn?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah? I thought you don't.
It would quickly get out of control.
Yeah? Can you imagine me mowing a lawn? I have no idea why my tracker is not on, so I'm going to turn it off.
Depends. There's three kinds of lawnmowers.
Yeah?
There's push lawnmowers.
Okay.
So as you push them, there's a blade that rotates, taps the grass. Mm-hmm. More old-fashioned. And you could get a push lawnmower that's gas or electric.
So the first one is more work, right?
The first one's more work. The second one would, you pay for gas, but you plug it into your house, would be more expensive. Plus, it's a very powerful engine and it's loud.
The first one was just push to no enter?
It's a very big spinning blade. It's underneath, it only cuts the grass, but.
Uh-oh, Steven.
I don't think I would like a blind person using that.
Yeah, but you're not blind to have enough.
I mean, people like Lori, who have a lot of property,
uh-huh.
would spend too much time pushing a lawnmower around. So what they often have is they have a ride-on mower. It's mm-hmm. like a little tractor.
Right.
So you just sit on it. And
Where do your feet go?
It's like a little chair. You sit on top. And underneath your chair, there's four wheels and a blade that cuts the grass. And, you, and there's a steering wheel, like a car. And you drive around your property. Now, there's of course, there's a fourth kind of lawnmower that's like
this
your...
This is a lawnmower lecture?
Well, I didn't realize, but there's the same kind of robot vacuuming that they have. They're also robot lawnmowers. And just like in your apartment, you have a virtual wall to prevent mm-hmm. the robot from, say, going into your kitchen or your hallway.
Right.
People can have a virtual wall around their lawn, so they only cut your own grass and not your neighbor's grass.
Oh.
So probably knowing you, as a gadget girl, that would be the kind of lawnmower you would get.
I'm not a gadget girl. You should see the number of things other people
you're
have.
You're not a gadget girl, but you have a Trekker microphone speaker on your shoulder and two big microphones on your lapels of your jacket.
Oh, maybe that's why those guys were asking for your opinion. Because they realized that I'm recording. Maybe that's why.
Oh, I think one guy was the sales guy and he was trying to persuade the other guy to buy some rugs.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to say, oh, these are beautiful rugs, and trying to get my agreement, my support to make the sale.
Oh, how come you didn't ask him for a discount?
The rug that we got was already on discount.
Yeah? What was the original price?
$20.
Oh. Well, Helen would probably like that. I'm tired.
Are you tired out from your hike?
No, I'm tired. Well, from that sausage.
Okay, we're crossing Maine.
We're crossing Maine?
Yeah.
Seemed too quiet for Maine.
Hmm?
Because Main Street is stopping for us.
Well, there was also a break in the traffic. So here come all the cars on our right.
See? I'm wearing high heels and I can walk blocks with you.
Yes?
Am I not good? My sister asked me if I want to go to the studio and take pictures with her today.
Mm-hmm. Is she having her own pictures taken?
Yeah.
Well, we know, Quinn, when we took your passport picture,
mm-hmm.
that we need to ask the photographer to be patient.
No, they're taking, I think they're taking a lot of pictures,
mm-hmm.
and then you choose the one you like. Oh, so you're saying I'm bad in pictures, that's why I have to be patient?
That. No.
Who are then?
I'm just saying that in photographs, sighted people are very used to seeing the person
mm-hmm.
looking directly at the camera.
Right.
And so if your eyes are pointing to the side, they automatically somehow imagine that, something's going on beside you and it caught your attention.
Oh.
And you're not looking at the camera.
Yeah, I look dreamy.
Huh?
That I don't look dreamy. They dreamy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
why
not too bad.
Why is everyone paying attention and Quinn is off in her own little world?
That's kind of romantic.
I didn't say there wasn't anything wrong with that.
No, but that gives up. Elevator.
step this way, right?
Right.
We have another passenger.
You mean blind?
Yeah.
Let me know.
I don't know if you know him.
No.
He's on the fourth floor.
I don't really know any. I heard them around.
Yeah.
They're kind of grumpy.
That's true. Actually, I think he has a girlfriend. I told you, Lil did.
Oh, yeah. That's the one you told me the other day, right? Was she with him then?
No.
Oh, did the S-user came? My sister said, I look funny. Okay, I'm home.
Yeah.
Yes? Hang on.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Why?
Are you done recording?
Oh, hang on.